It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and today, boom and bust cycles. You're going to learn energetically what that means. Why do some of us go from fame and fortune to obscurity and poverty? Why do we go from big healthy incomes to scraping by? Why do we go from being madly in love to being madly divorced? Up, down. Now, in life, of course, yeah, there's going to be extremes here and there. There'll be tops of the wave and bottoms of the wave. But for some of us, it feels like we do it way more often than other people. Other people, you know, maybe do it a couple times in a lifetime, good patches and not so good patches. But I'm talking to those of you who feel like I'm always up and down. There's a ton and then there's nothing. Then when it rains, it pours. And when it's dry, there's a drought. What's going on with me that I cannot seem to be consistent in my life? And for a lot of us, I hate to say it, but this really plays out when it comes to money and income. Boom and bust. I have money and now it's all gone. And then I got it again and now it's all gone. So we're flying high and then we are struggle. And there's always a part of us that is fearing what's the old saying, the other shoe dropping, fearing that day when everything we have is taken from us. So let's dig in to where that comes from and how we develop that pattern, that emotional, you know what? I need to come up with another term because it's not emotional mindset. It's mind is your thought set, your thinking set. I want to find your emotional set. So a little backstory here. I grew up in a bit of an up and down house. My mom was divorced a couple of times, and each time, you know, she didn't walk away with much. The second divorce was particularly hard. Lost the house, she lost her business, everything. We ended up pretty darn poor for a while. I think I've said it before, but, you know, we were living on a 14-acre, you know, ex-turkey ranch in a little tin shack in the back, and it was tough. And yet she always rose out of it, you know, the phoenix from the flame. She would know how to make money. She just had this tendency to have these terrible setbacks. So from very early on, I got to see this model. Like when everything is great, you're buying designer jeans. And when things are not great, you don't get any school clothes for the year. So I saw that, went into me, obviously became part of me. And what I took from it was the resilience of, even if something goes down, it goes up. So if something goes down for me, I don't look at it like it's going to stay down. It will always stay down. That's it. I'm like, oh, down means an up is coming, right? I shifted into that way of thinking. But I don't think everybody does that. And I don't know why I did. Maybe because she did rebound so well. What I see happening for people when this pattern is not working out for them is they start to feel, I'm doing really well. Things are going good. Oh my God, it can't last. Oh my God, things are too good for me. And that's where it drops right into that self-worth. Things are going too good for me. Because it's me. I can't sustain this. I don't deserve this. This won't keep happening to me. it becomes personal. It becomes something that you deserve or you don't deserve. And then you have this way of thinking that says, well, I only deserve it for X amount of time or for X amount of dollars. It's like you have this limitation in your head. If you deserve it any more than that, you stop deserving it. That's all you can get. I call this having a ceiling. And we often have an unconscious emotional ceiling. And you can find that ceiling. It's pretty darn easy because it's you accepting, this is great, this is wonderful, this is awesome. And then the moment you start to go, oh my God, the other shoe's going to drop. Oh no, this can't last. Oh no, I better like start really saving now because this isn't going to continue. Right at that point, when those thoughts start interjecting themselves in your life, that is when you are suddenly hitting that point where you shift. You are shifting from I receive, I grow, I enjoy, I take, I flourish, to gotta lose it all now because now I'm expecting it. I'm anticipating it. I can't have more than this. I'm not allowed. It's a weird thing to say, huh? We all know that's bogus, silly. What do you mean you're not allowed? Of course you're allowed. But in your own mind, you stop trusting that you're allowed. Doubt comes in. Fear comes in. And this is often where we start to then back up that doubt and fear with our own behaviors. You guys talk about self-sabotage, right? It's that moment when you have all the cash and then you blow it. It's when you are in that great relationship and then, you know, something happens where you start peeling back the paint and looking at what's underneath and you realize, ooh, not so much. I got to let it go. I got to release it. I have to pull back. Sometimes that's all it is. It's just you pulling back. Going great. I encounter this a lot when I work with people personally, in my practice. They will be doing exceptionally well. We've worked to get them to this just completely unfolding, beautiful, expansive, income-earning, self-worth-growing place. And then they say, okay, I'm going to stop now. I'm done. I'm here. And I say, what? Wait, as soon as you get successful, you stop all the work that you did to get successful? What? Why would you do that? Well, because I got successful. Like, yeah. So you just stop at this point? You think it's just going to keep up on its own like a ball that rolls forever? I said, what's really happening here is you're pulling back. You've reached a certain point. It's starting to exceed your comfort zone because you're not used to being this successful. You're not used to being this consistent. And the fear is rising up. And the fear is you won't stay this way. So you better stop now. Pulling back, retracting. Retracting is something that we usually do in response to the next level of growth. Retracting, folding back, going inward, stepping down a notch, playing smaller than you were. And you say, yeah, but maybe things aren't going well, and then I need to pull back. I'm like, okay, great, pull all the way back. How far back are you going to pull? Can you see what happens? It's like a little bear going into its tree and hibernating. As long as you're pulling back, yeah, you might be safe in that spot, but all the other things that you've built, who's going to be there to sustain them? Who's going to be there to get them over the hump? Not you. You're pulling back. And yet you led yourself to this point of growth in the first place, only to what? Pull back? Does this make sense? Yeah, no. And I said, well, why don't you keep going? Because I'm afraid and I don't trust it. And I fear. I don't think it can get any better. I don't think we can grow anymore. I don't think I can earn any more money. I don't think I could, you know, be loved again, whatever it may be. I couldn't be healthy again. This is another way of saying you're in a boom and bust cycle. You have it all and then you don't have it. Oftentimes because your very actions propel you through this cycle. Starts to get good, time to pull back. What? If you think, look around. Look at some things that you've had and lost. What's your part? Can you see your part in hindsight? How that happened? How you got there? Did you find yourself starting to pull back the minute things felt like scary or you're not sure, or the minute you lost a little bit of money? You pull all out? What? And then what happened? And then what happened? Boom and bust cycles. Yes, they're energetic, but they're also your actions. Your actions following through on the energy. So some people have a bit of an addiction to the boom and bust pattern. And the addiction is wrapped up in the more and bigger and more dramatic this is, the more I feel alive. So if something's going great, that's wonderful, wonderful. And now I can just create some major drama and keep it going. Well, often that major drama is what pulls you back and starts that drop. You know, it's like a roller coaster. That's what it is. You get right up to the top, crank, crank, crank. Oh, it's getting better and better and better. And then down you go. Drama, drama keeps you feeling alive and tingly and like things are happening. The problem is you try to build a beautiful, smooth, consistent, content life. That doesn't happen on a roller coaster. That doesn't happen with that kind of drama. Yet, if you get there, you might be saying to yourself, this is weird. I don't know. If things are just being always kind of nice and content and, you know, just gentle and I don't know how to be in that. I'm used to up and down. I'm used to dramas and divorces and firings and fighting and betrayals and this and that, up and down and broke and rich and up and down. I'm used to that. I expect that. That's how I operate. If I don't have that, I don't know if I'm really living all the way. That's what I mean by an addiction. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to be judgy at all, actually, at all. It can be very exciting. But at a certain point, many of us go, God, I'm tired. You know, I rode that roller coaster 5 times in a row, and I think it's time to, you know, stop and catch my breath and not throw up. I need to get off of it. And that's when you're in that state of your being, that state of your life. And then you want content. And I want you to know you have the option. It's something that doesn't have to happen to you. It's a pattern you don't have to have and have to keep forever. Maybe you've been a drama queen for the last 20 years and you're like, I'm not going to be one from now on. What do you want to do inside yourself to change that? There's a lot you can do. Maybe you've surrounded yourself with these up and down people. Maybe they're your family or your friends, and they've kept things whipped up and going with this illusion of all kinds of stuff happening, yet you look at it and realize that all this happening has yielded nothing. I'm ready for something else. I personally am not a big fan of boom and bust cycles, not only because of how I was raised, but because I love security. I'm pushed by safety. I recognize that as one of the dominant patterns in me. And rather than be upset by it and hate it, I make it work for me. I make it healthy. I'm like, yeah, I'll be safe and I'll be stable and I'll be secure, but it's not going to take me over. If it took me over, I would never try anything new. I would cling. I would be controlling, more controlling than I am, believe me. Instead, I've had to let loose, let go into flow. I've had to say, you can be safe and secure, but that means you have to try new things all the time. Because life is in flux and life is change and life is flow. And your universe and your flow and your future are always being put together. And who are you going to be in that? There's going to be a lot of new things coming to you. Be ready. Embrace them. Play with them. Explore them. Taste them and try them. So I don't feel like I go up and down and up and down and up and down. Rather, every day I'm in a constant place of exploration, trial and error, in a smaller way, in a gentler way. I hope you can see that, if this is being clear to you. So your takeaway today, boom and bust cycles, you don't have to have them anymore. Just because you feel like I was born that way, maybe you were, maybe you weren't. Maybe it's something that dropped in you, became you, you repeated it over and over again, and now you're done. You're ready to move on. You're ready to let go of that, I can't hold this energy feeling. The way through for many of us is going to be to start tapping our self-worth more, our self-love more. You might consider the Emotional Ecstasy playlist right there at flowdreaming.com and begin working and emotionally reconditioning yourself. I am so worthy. I am so lovable. I deserve ease. I deserve income. I deserve consistency. I don't expect things will be taken away from me, right? You're starting to undo all that lack cycle thinking that propels you into that downward part, the bust. Let's get rid of it. Okay, think about that. Maybe that'll become a goal for you. Maybe that'll become your next big thing. I want to get rid of that lack cycle. This is it. I am done. And we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we will be doing some flow dreaming together. So stay with me right after this.
It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles.
All right, welcome back. Some of you guys know that I have been so busy constructing my new live broadcasting podcast studio. It is in the works right now. And what that means is that shows that are this format will be soon changing. I will be evolving into the next incarnation of Flow Dreaming after some 500 episodes or so. And I don't exactly know what that's going to be like. I'm puzzling through and sort of playing with different ideas, multiple ideas. I'm not allowing myself to land on any certain one until I feel like I've bubbled all of them and percolated all of them up through me. But I do know we will be having some live calls. We'll also probably be having some guests, and we're going to dramatically change up this format. In fact, there might even be a spin-off podcast. Shh, I didn't hear it here. But there might be something very new and different. So just putting that little bug in your ear before we get into the flow together. Flow dreaming is an active form of daydreaming that is infused with intense and beautiful emotion. It actively reprograms your energy and your emotion. It flows forward into your future, helps create new things for you, who you are becoming. So let's just spend a few minutes right now. We're not going to be completely resolving your boom and bust cycle. Unfortunately, I can't do that in just this little bit of a flow dream. I do recommend, though, that you go and maybe check out some of the flow dreams at the shop, though. That can really, really help you on this path. Instead, what I want you to feel here is what intense consistency and continuity feels like. To know the feeling of it. To trust the feeling of it. Because for some of you, you don't trust it at all. You disbelieve it's even possible. That's the very first thing we need to heal. So, I already said eyes closed. Maybe you're still sitting there with your eyes closed. If not, close them again. Take a nice deep breath and relax. Drop your shoulders. Wiggle your jaw. Keep breathing nice and deep. Wiggle your brow. You're feeling really good. You're feeling at ease. Relaxed. And you're daydreaming. You're daydreaming into flow. Daydreaming. Daydreaming, you're a little yellow rubber ducky floating on the top of a beautiful, luxurious bath. You just float. Maybe the water's clear, maybe there are bubbles. You float. It's easy to float. You don't have to try to float. You just float. And you think, am I going to keep floating? Maybe I'll sink. Maybe this is the top for me. Before I fill up with water, go down. But you notice this ducky, it just stays there. And you just stay there. You don't move. You don't sink. You float. Easy. Consistent. Tomorrow you can go check that bathtub. You'll still be floating. The next day you'll still be floating. You'll still be floating. You'll still be floating. You'll still be floating. And you'll still be floating. You're not changing. You're floating. Easy. Consistent. Nothing has to happen. No one's going to go splashing and crashing around. Nothing has to happen. You can stay in this place of ease. You can stay consistent. You can stay with what you have. You can have that. You can have enough. You can be enough. You can have it. You can be it. No one needs to take it away. Life doesn't need to take it away. This isn't the child's playground where someone's demanding you share the ball. In this playground, everyone has their own ball, and you get to keep yours. And if you want, you can toss it away from you and then chase after it and pick it up again. In fact, you can do that as many times as you want. Or you can just hold the ball. You can just bounce the ball and play with the ball. It's yours. Consistent, continuous, always, as long as you want. It's a good feeling. Continuity, consistency, yours. Yours. Hold that ball right up against your chest. Feel yourself float. Little ducky, you. You don't need to go up and down anymore. You can choose any way of being that you want. Any way of being. If you want consistency, if you want to stay or even just continue to climb and rise, you can choose that. You can have that. And that's the feeling you hold. Even now, returning from flow and opening your eyes. There you have it. Have a beautiful and blessed end of your day or rest of your day, whatever time it may be. And we will see each other again next time for more flow dreaming.
That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.